May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. There's a lot of different ways I could go with this sermon, but first of all, I got pink because it's Rose Sunday, and during Lent, during Advent and Lent, the third Sunday in Advent, the fourth Sunday in Lent, is a day where the idea of, let's say, forgiveness of sins, which is happy, but the idea of self-examination and repentance just kind of lightened a little bit. Because, you know, God willing, we're all getting the message that we're supposed to change, that we're supposed to repent. And the good news is that we have forgiveness of sins. But what I like about the gospel today is even in modern times, in Jewish writings, if they say something once, it's important. If they say something twice, it's very important. If they say something three times, get the hint. It's very important. And what we hear in the gospel three times, does anybody know? What then should we do? What then should we do? What then should we do? And through all the lessons, what we learn from today's Bible readings is that we are to bear fruit. We are to repent and change our ways. We're to be joyful and rejoicing and happy because we do have forgiveness of our sins. But also we hear a couple of times during the lessons, we hear that God is in our midst. God is in, right here, we're in His presence. He's like a little cloud, you know, right here. Very powerful. The Holy Spirit fills us. Fills the church. Sometimes I would love it if we could all hold hands and say the Lord's Prayer together at that time, because the power of being together as a church of God through Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can actually feel the presence. You can feel God's peace. You can feel God's forgiveness. Now, getting back to the pink spoons, I was thinking about it this morning, God is going to be the spoon. Okay, God's the spoon. No, I'm sorry. God is the stirrer. Okay, God's the stirrer. Jesus is the spoon. And what do you think the Holy Spirit is? The motion, the power of God through Jesus Christ. And the reason why I came up with this little idea is because of the collar. Stir up your power, O Lord, and with great might come among us, because we are sorely hindered by our sins. And let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help us. We know we can't live without God's grace, His strength, and His mercy. But let's think about it just for a little bit. Each one of these vessels is different. We're going to use the wine glass for something a little bit fancy. This one here is a Coca-Cola glass. We'll figure that's for maybe the teenagers. We've got a mug here that's got, you know, cocoa on it or coffee, but that could be for people who go to work. Then we've got a cup here, a little vessel here that's just kind of short. There are short people. And then we've got this little green plastic or paper cup that's what? Kind of casual. Here is just your regular, average, normal glass. That's it. And then we've got your big pots, because it doesn't necessarily have to be a drink. And we have big people and small people. But it could be a whole meal. And then we could have this like a little smaller pot. Now, one more thought before I explain a little bit further. Each spoon is different. Does that mean God changes? No. But this one has holes in it. This one is really big and it's like a ladle. This one is just smaller and plastic, maybe toss and turn. Then, of course, our little pink spoons. Each one is different. And we can say to ourselves, which one would we relate to? And the reason why I got different spoons is because we know that Jesus Christ came to us just as we are. If we're cooking spaghetti, we need one with spoons. Because God knows He has to be able to stir what's there with us. God can be different for each one of us because He has to prepare us for what we have to do for Him. Each one of us is different. Every single person in this congregation has a gift and something to offer God Almighty, everyone here, the community, and our families. And God comes to each one of us in a slightly different way because we each are different people. We have different needs. Each vessel also, what do you think the vessel represents? Our world, our homes, our schools, where we live. Where we live, we are to, like, just be God's people no matter what. Let's say we've got this wine glass. We'll say that's a very fancy area. We've got this casual cup. Is this one more important than this one? No. Is this more important than this? No. Every place that we live, each and every one of us, how we live, no matter who we are, as long as we're faithful to God, it's great. Absolutely great. And then where are we in this? Well, we might be the stew. We're the ingredients. We might be hot cocoa. We might be coffee. We might be chocolate milk. We might be a cup of tea. We might be a margarita. Okay? As long as we don't have too many. But we're each different. And as God Almighty takes His spoon, Jesus, and stirs the ingredients, and that's us. Think about it. What if we do have, we'll use chocolate milk, for example. If we have a glass of milk and we put chocolate in it and we don't let God stir us, are we going to be our perfect selves? No, because the chocolate's going to be on the bottom. But if we allow God to stir us, to stir the ingredients, make it all blend the way God Almighty wants, then we're good to do His job. We're perfect in His will because we're allowing God to move us. So during Lent, during any day of the year, we can remember that whoever we are, no matter what our circumstances are, we're special and we are loved by God Almighty. And as long as we do our best for Him, that's all that He wants and asks. And we can do our jobs for God Almighty, no matter if they're small or big. Because truly, even if they are small or big, they're both very special, needed, and loved by our Lord. What I like to do is, even though I messed up the last time when we were doing announcements, I thought this prayer of the week was absolutely perfect. It's a sermon in itself. So I'd like to end the sermon with this prayer. It's in the lower inside page of our bulletin. I lift my heart up to You, Lord, to thank You for the blessings You shower on me each day. You are the joy of my soul. I know that in Your great love, I am held and protected by You. I pray and listen to the good news You send. I ask and feel healing. I am freed by You from the things in this world that have led me high from You. I rejoice down to my soul. Help me to prepare my heart to be open and able to receive your immense love through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. So please take your pink spoons home and try to use them one time and think how God is using you and using me to serve his purpose.